Here at the Ag Media Summit, I'm speaking with Kyle Bauer, who is here representing the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and one of the few farm broadcasters here. And Kyle, tell us about why NAFB wants a representative here at AMS.
Well, first of all, a lot of our members are members of AMS too. And of course, as the lines of different mediums get blurred, we all are expected to do things that are 10, 15 years ago we didn't expect to do, whether it's video or blogging or newsletters or all that sort of thing. And so there's a lot of cross-training that can take part in both parts. And then a lot of the industry leaders that are present here are also members of NAFB as well.
But I know, as we chatted about this a little bit, one of the concerns is tight budgets. And, you know, there's only so many places that farm broadcasters can go these days, right?
Well, actually, yeah, you've got a budget issue of traveling, but you also have the time of year when farm broadcasters are covering other events, and you've got county fairs and that sort of thing. And many, many, many of our members are one-person departments. So when they leave to go on the road, they have to do that remotely, which means they'll work way into the night or very early in the morning. And then you have the costs of travel, and many departments just aren't willing to make those kind of sacrifices for this kind of a meeting.
And for us, NAFB already has two meetings. They have the Washington Watch and as well as our annual meeting in Kansas City. But when I was thinking about this, it's one of the things about this is it changes location and you get to see different parts of the country like we used to do back in the day when we had summer meetings and regional meetings.
Well, and I truly enjoy this. I was just sitting and visiting with a fellow from Texas Tech, and earlier I had visited with a person from the Carolinas, and so I like hearing about what's going on in their part of the country, whether it's the weather or the cropping systems or just what they are doing in that part. So I like doing that, but let's face it, that's a soft pay. I don't know whether it will pay or not. It's very interesting to me, and I think a lot of my listeners enjoy hearing those stories, but, you know, does it really pay? And a lot of times it comes down to, you know, what kind of budgets you have and whether your station will put that kind of investment.
Well, and I know, as you mentioned, the professional improvement segment of this, we see, you mentioned the writing and the video, but also photography. We see farm broadcasters with cameras all the time. It's something we didn't see just even 10 years ago. And they have some great photography sessions here.
Well, I think you're right. I think a farm broadcaster nowadays would be just as likely to have certainly a camera, if not a video camera, and along with his recorder. And absolutely everybody in all media is expected to deliver on multiple sources. And it's just the way it's going to be. And somehow you have to get that training. And certainly here is a great place to get that training.
Well, we're glad you're here representing NAFB, Kyle, because this is an important event. We understand that people have limited budgets, but at least it's good for the members to know that somebody's here on that level and being able to, you know, represent.
And I got to see Niagara Falls yesterday.
Yeah, and that's cool. All right, thanks a lot, Kyle. Here at Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.